the No Panic Zone. Good to have you here. My next guest was considered a long shot to be the candidate to run against Debbie Stabenow in the U.S. Senate race in 2018, yet he beat the odds because he worked hard. He knows a thing or two about that. He's been a fighter pilot, been in the U.S. military, runs a business, and he came a lot closer than anybody anticipated, the so-called experts. And now he's running to unseat Gary Peters, and God, I hope he does. John James with me, Senate candidate for the state of Michigan. John, welcome back. It's been a while.
Steve, thanks for having me back. It has been a while. Great to hear your voice, man.
Yeah, good to have you here. So, all right, we're coming down to, what, 4 or 5 months until the election. I know that some things that I've read, indications are, your fundraising has been going very well, and that is good news because that means you're ready to stand up and get your message out, and I know you've been keeping your powder dry. When do you think you step into this campaign for the November 3rd election? When do you really step into it and start really pushing the message?
Well, so here's the thing. I've said from the very, very beginning that it's not my message. I've asked the Lord before I speak each and every single time to hide me behind his purpose and his message. And you mentioned my fundraising numbers. That is the result of God's providence and the generous folks out there who are listening right now who gave when it would have been easier not to give during an economic and a health crisis in the state and in this country. We outraised a Democrat incumbent. When this isn't happening anywhere else in the country, really, but a couple places, we outraised him by over $1 million this quarter and have outraised him for a year straight. And going back to the Stabenow thing, if not for a blip on the radar screen when I started the campaign on June 6th, this second campaign on June 6th last year, we will have outraised a Democrat for 2 years straight. I'm excited for having the resources that you mentioned to dispel the lies they've been telling about me. On top of the fundraising numbers, the polls are still close, within single digits. And we're in excellent position by telling the truth, Steve. Like you said, keeping our powder dry and focusing on what was important during the COVID crisis,
right.
People, not politics. We're excited to sprint through these next 4 months and get better representation for the people of the state of Michigan and Washington.
Right. Let's talk about some of those things that, been a lot of criticism of the president. But I've challenged Democrats to say, okay, what would you have done differently? The United States has outperformed when it comes to fatalities per capita, outperformed France, Germany, Italy, Spain, the U.K., Ireland. Could it be better? Certainly. If governors hadn't ordered COVID-19 positive patients into nursing homes in five prominent states, including your home state of Michigan, the death toll could have significantly been lower in New York, New Jersey, Michigan, and elsewhere. But what would you do differently in addressing the COVID-19 crisis? It's not a pandemic anymore, apparently. It's fallen below that threshold, according to the CDC. But what would you do today? What would you do to move forward?
Right now, what we're doing to move forward, and that's a great question. We need to focus on never being back in this situation again. Never being back in a situation where we can be held hostage by a foreign power, China in this particular case, holding our pharmaceutical manufacturing, holding our masks, holding our resources to make the ventilators hostage during a global crisis. We just celebrated Independence Day a couple weeks back, and I believe that reestablishing our agricultural independence, our manufacturing independence, our pharmaceutical independence, our manufacturing independence, that's what we need to do to move forward. These, and then also making sure that our people are prepared, looking at a focus on education, not just the children with an all-the-above educational strategy, investing in education opportunities for public schools, charter schools, private schools, and homeschooling, bridging the digital divide for kids in both urban and rural areas, but also an educational policy that looks at adult education, because we're not prepared right
sure.
now. We need to make sure that we can stand on our own 2 feet, that we can develop our own manufacturing and health solutions, and also
I agree
make
with
sure
all of that.
That we never find ourselves in a situation again.
Yeah, we can't be beholden to a foreign country that has an interest in doing just that. I want to shift gears now to the unrest in the streets. I don't believe, John James with us here today, I don't believe for a second that America is going to vote for dismantling and dismembering police departments in this country. I think that a lot of people don't say anything because they're afraid of getting accosted or getting their car trashed or their house trashed or their yard, you know, wrecked or whatever. So they don't say anything. But I don't believe America votes for dismantling police departments. But it's interesting to me, and from your perspective, please share, but the Black Lives Matter political organization, which is what it is, has become a very far-left organization that has everything to do with politics and a lot less to do with black lives than it was supposed to, my estimation. And they want to dismantle police departments and tear down statues and apparently Make America Great Again is a white supremacist slogan, and Mount Rushmore is a big statue for white supremacy and all of this other stuff. And people have had it. What are your thoughts? You're an African-American man running for U.S. Senate. What do you make of all this?
Well, I'll tell you a couple of things. The biggest thing is I am a black man. I am an American. And when I saw what happened to George Floyd, I didn't just see it. I felt it. I see my reflection whenever I pick up my phone in the morning and see another African-American die at the hands of bad police. But let me be clear here. 99.9% of law enforcement officers are heroes. Selfless public servants who leave their families each and every single day, putting their lives on the line to keep my and other families safe. Bad officers are outliers who can and should be held criminally responsible if the circumstances call for it. But as a black man in America, I've been in life-threatening situations as an officer and, as I said, as a black man. I have unique firsthand experience that's imperative to this conversation, and mine are two perspectives that my opponent cannot understand. My opponent, Gary Peters, will put party above people, regardless of their race, each and every single time. He votes with Chuck Schumer 95% of the time. He had the opportunity to vote for police reform, not just vote for police reform, but to get it to the floor for debate. He voted against putting it on the floor for debate because Chuck Schumer told him to. He puts my life and the life of my boys and the life of millions of African Americans around the country at risk to toe party line and get Chuck Schumer's money out of D.C. to win this election. I can't abide by that. If you say that Black Lives Matter, Senator Peters, then why didn't you vote to debate the topic and put some of those things in there that you wanted? You couldn't allow us to have you couldn't allow Republicans to have a victory in an election year. You put politics before people, and that's what's wrong with our political process right now. So this is something that's imperative, and I don't expect that the first volley would be perfect, but right. Senator Scott was out there fighting by himself, and this is where I say that this was the opportunity for Michiganders, regardless of race, to have a voice and a seat at the table. If I had been able to muster the support and the resources last time, I would not have just been a vote. I would have been leading the charge with Senator Tim Scott. One of the people trying to rally votes and support for police reform, and then we would have had a debate. And
then we would have had a conversation.
Like it, we could compromise,
yeah.
But that wouldn't happen because Gary Peters...
We got to leave it right there, John. Great stuff. I got it all in. John James, running for U.S. Senate. Thank you.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Feel like you need a boost or a different direction for your health care? Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers unique intravenous treatments including ultraviolet blood irradiation, ozone nutrient infusions, vitamin C infusions, IV chelation, and more. And this month, all of their IV treatment packages are specially priced at 20% off. IV treatment may be the difference you need to improve your health and wellness naturally. That's right, get well naturally and save 20%, but this month only at Wyckoff Wellness. Call today to find out more. 517-333-7270 or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is back, summer style. Right now, save big on all remaining 2019 Roxors, starting at $750 off. Hand-assembled in the USA with a steel body, box steel frame, and a 2.5-liter four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel engine. It's the side-by-side unlike any other. But hurry, the Roxor Beast of a Summer Sales event is only for a limited time. Go to RoxorOffroad.com/offers to learn more.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, they're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan